Dust. Lord gives. Lord takes away.
Name's Anderson. Bloody Bill's what they call me. Red Legs? You'll find them up in Kansas. They're with the Union. We're going up there and set things right.
I'll be coming with you.
To do. He's right into that Union camp down there. Raise his right hand and swear as such as you'll be loyal to the United States. Then he can take up his horse again and go home.
They're gonna give us full amnesty then?
Yep. Everyone else has done it but us. We are the last of the holdouts.
I'm going in, boys. I've had enough.
I go with them, boy.
Are you coming with us, Josie?
I reckon not, Fletcher.
He'll be coming after you, Josie.
Yeah.
There's nowhere you can go to get away from him.
I reckon that's true.
Good luck, Josie.
Rifle down, too.
I'll be needing this for squirrels and sage.
Put it down. Kind of young, ain't you, kid? Be riding with this rabble?
Who you calling rabble?
You blue scumbelly.
Hell, we showed these boys anyway. Lee might have had to surrender, but we sure as hell didn't, did we?
Shut up, kid.
Yes, sir. You showed us. Now get in line. Before I kick you so hard, you'd be wearing your ass for a hat.
Here's the man you asked for, sir.
Oh, Fletcher. Good to see you.
Senator.
Well done.
Thank you.
What the hell is this red leg doing here? You said regular federal authorities would be handling this.
Captain Terrell is. The regular federal authority now.
Captain Terrell is a bloodthirsty son of a bitch. He is a looter and a pillager. He is the worst enemy those men have got.
Oh. War's over. Our side won the war. Now we must busy ourselves winning the peace. And Fletcher, there's an old saying, to the victors belong the spoils.
Mm. There's another old saying, Senator. Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
What side is this man on, Senator?
Easy, Terrell. He brought them all in, didn't he?
All but one.
Who's that?
Josie Wales.
Josie Wales.
Captain Terrell, I want you to curry comb the countryside. You beat the brush and root out everything disloyal from a Shanghai rooster to a Durham cow. Well, we've got to clean up this country. Now you take five men and go up there and get Josie Wales.
Captain Redlegs, Terrell, and five men against Josie Wales.
We stopped those bushwhackers pretty good during the war, Fletcher.
Fletcher, you go with Captain Terrell, then. Bring in this damned insurrectionist rebel. Now, here. Here's the money for bringing down the others. And there'll be more for Josie Wales.
I've had enough of your money, Senator. Let Wales be. Let me be. I'm finished with you.
All right. I want you men to raise your right hands.
What for?
So as you can pledge loyalty to the Union.
Hell, pledge loyalty to the Union. You ought to have us turn around and bend over.
I'll raise your right hand so I can take your oath. I pledge that I will be loyal to the United States of America.
I pledge that I will be loyal to the United States of America.
That I will, I will abide by its law. That I will never bear arms against it. That I will never bear arms against it. And recognize that it is one nation.
I ain't doing it.
Come on, kid. Let's get this over with, damn it.
I've been thinking. I think it's them who owe us an apology.
And I further swear that though I be murderous.
Has Josie.
Verminous, lion, Missouris, come!
Men would be decently treated.
They were decently treated. They were decently fed. And then they were decently shot. These men are common outlaws, nothing more.
Thank you.
We best be on our way.
Keep moving, boy.
Josie, they'll be coming after us. We gotta take that brush.
You get going.
You can't get them all, Josie.
That's a fact.
Well, how can you doing this then?
I got nothing better to do.
Josie, Fletcher was in with him. It was a trap.
Fletcher? Never would have figured that. Dumb kid.
Josie, I gotta tell you something. I'm scared of dying, Josie. Move out!
After all, Fletcher, I'm giving you a commission. Hound this whale's to kingdom come.
Hound him, Senator. A man like Wales lives by the feud. Because of what you did here today, I've got to kill that man.
Well, he'll have to run for it now. And hell is where he's headed.
He'll be waiting there for us, Senator.
Don't hold back count on me, Josie. I can ride.
I ain't holding back count of you, thick headed grasshopper. The first place if we ride out in the open, there's enough posses over South Missouri to start another war. And if we try riding instead of thinking, well, end up hanging by a rope by nightfall.
Where are we headed?
Indian Nation. It's a good place to hole up and get you healed up.
Can we go back at Fletcher?
Right, boy. Then we go back and get Fletcher. Some riders coming up behind us.
Lay across his neck. Keep him down.
You hear me, boy? Now, if you see me get up, you stay there, understand? You hear some shooting and me headed back north. You look back on that horse, he'll get right up with you. And you head south now, you hear?
Whooped him again, didn't we, Josie?
Whooped him again, boy.
Ten year I've been faring Kansas Red Legs, Union Cavalry, Missouri Guerrillas. You name it. Mad dogs, them guerrillas. You look sideways at them, they kill you.
Sound like hard men to do business with?
You bet. You know, in my line of work, you gotta be able either to sing the battle hymn of the Republic or Dixie
with equal enthusiasm, depending upon present company.
Can't say as I blame you for that. Only good business to play it safe.
Yeah, well, thank God they all been disarmed now. Except for a few of the nastiest ones who they're busy running down.
Well, where I'm going, they know how to handle that kind.
Where you headed?
I'm going to fly my wares down in Texas.
Texas, huh?
Mm-hmm. How much for the ferry ride?
10 cents.
By coincidence, I happen to have a bottle of this remarkable elixir I could let you have for that exact amount.
Oh, wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there is now forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie Lane.
Howdy.
Howdy there. Sim Carstairs is the name. Mr.
Figured we might give you a bit of ferrying business.
Oh, pleasure. You know, Bill Quantrill used this ferry all the time. Good friend of mine.
What do you got over there?
Oh, just the store with Granny Hawkins up there.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll just all amble over to that store. Of course, him and me will ride because we've got a touch of the cramp.
Stranger, you're in luck. I just happen to have the perfect thing here for cramps.
We'll need a half a side of bacon, 10 pounds of beef jerky, 20 pounds of horse grain. And when we get over there, there won't be any need for you to go inside. You can just talk through the door to old Granny. Tell her we'll need a lot of clean bandages and boiled poultice for a bullet wound in a hurry. Come on.
Josie Wales.
How might you know that, Granny?
Soldiers were here looking for you about 2 hours ago.
I was going to mention that to you as soon as I got the chance.
They say you killed your own men.
Lying blue scumbellies.
They say you're a hard-put and desperate man, Josie Wales. They're going to heel and hide you to a barn door. You know what I say?
What's that?
I say that big talk's worth doodly squat. Now, them poultices, they're laced with feather moss and mustard root. Mind you drop water on them occasionally and keep them down.
It's obliged, Granny.
You can pay me when you see me again, Josie Wales.
I reckon so.
There's Case and engine better makes you fat or a little fatter. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. That sure is a sweet sound to the ears. Wouldn't you say so, Mr. Wales?
Your young friend can use some help. This is it. $1 a bottle. It works wonders on wounds.
Works wonders on just about everything, huh?
It can do most anything.
There we go.
Again, Josie.
Oh, but hey, they're hollering for me to come over. I can't hold on. But I'll hold on until you fellas get out of sight. All right. I'll make do something's wrong. Pull, Lemuel, pull. I'll make do something's wrong until you get going. I wish you all lots of luck. Pull there, Lemuel. Oh, I'll be sorry.
He ain't gonna hold up no ferry. He's gonna bring that cow over fast as he can.
Yeah. Reckon there's a nice reward out for us by now.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage. Hear the great...
We've got him now. We'll get these two first, and we'll get the others.
What others? Wills and the kid are the last ones.
I know. Texas is full of rebels. Lots of work to do down in Texas.
We get Josie Wales and it ends.
Doing right ain't got no end.
We best hurry on, Josie.
They'd catch up to us by the end of the day. Judging by these tracks, there's maybe 40, 50 horses ahead of us. What we've got to do is base some time between them and us.
What are we going to do?
Stay right here.
Glory. Welcome. Welcome, gentlemen. Howdy.
He's still there.
Still there? What in hell does he think he's doing?
Don't know. Some of you men get down there. Prepare to fire.
Captain Redlegs, I advise you to turn back. You can catch him later.
Turn back? Are you crazy? He's going to try to pick us off one by one. He'll never do it. At best, he'll get two or three up front there.
I advise you to turn back, Captain.
They're coming.
Think you can shoot all those men down before they shoot you? Oh, no, no, Mr. Josie Wales. There is such a thing in this country called justice.
Well, Mr. Carpetbagger, we got something in this territory. Called the Missouri Boat Ride.
Bad, Josie?
It's bad. Don't look at it, boy. Just make it get feelings in it.
If and I don't make it, Josie, I want you to know I'm prouder than a game rooster to rid with ye.
You are a game rooster, boy. Shut up.
He can make it without me, Josie.
Here. Take a look like this.
Lindsay Woolsey shirt I got that all you boys wore. We didn't have no ma. So, Pa did all the fancy needlework for me. Told me not to tell no one. Imagine a grown man doing that for his own kid. Sang a little song while he sewed it. Pappy, you know Rose of Alabama, Josie? The river rolled, the cricket sang, the lightning bug, he flashed his wing, and like a rope, my arms I fling round Rose of Alabama. Oh, brown Rosie, Rose of Alabama, a sweet tobacco posy is the Rose of Alabama.
Now, you just do that, cousin. You bring that old pistol right out. Got him, Lodge.
It's him, Abe. It's him. We got the Josie Wales, Abe. I seen him ride side by side with Bloody Bill, Abe. We got reward money coming. Watch it, Abe. He's meaner than a rattler and twice as fast with them pistols.
You're a bush hog, ain't you, Mr. Josie Wales? I'll tell you what. Move on back. Move on back.
Watch him, Abe. I seen him do some things.
Shut up, Lodge. Now, Mr. Josie Wales, just as soon shoot you now. Except it'll be harder to drag your body through the brush to where we can get our pound price for you.
Shoot him now, Abe. Shoot him now.
Shut up, Lodge. Move your left hand down and unbuckle that pistol belt. Make it nice and slow. So I can count the hairs on that hand. Pull his teeth. He's harmless as a heel hound. Always wanted to face out one of these big pistol fighters they raise all the fuss about. Don't know where you handle him.
Hey, watch out. He's probably got another pistol in
there. Shut up, Lodge. Can you call Benny back there on a horse?
Benny! Come up! We got us the Josie Wales!
Brown Rosie, the Rose of Alabama.
Who is that?
Sweet tobacco posy.
Just a boy.
The Rose of Alabama.
Tell him to shut up.
Sweet tobacco posy. Pa? Is that ye, Pa?
That ain't your Pa. Now shut up!
Pa. I got the gold right here, Pa.
What gold is he talking about?
There's no gold. He's crazy.
The gold me and Josie robbed from the bank, Pa.
Lodge, take a look under that there blanket.
I got it right here. You could use some help.
You get those holes a-leaking, I'm gonna lump you with a knotted plow line.
They ain't honest. I feel as pert as a rotten buck.
Good. Because I ain't hauling you all over hell's creation, dribbling blood over half of Missouri.
Wish we had time to bury them fellas.
Hell with them fellas. Buzzards gotta eat, same as worms. More miles, boy, we'll be safe in the nations. Some cavalry between us and the nations, boy. We're gonna have to wait till we bed down and then walk through quiet. Here, have some beef jerky. Don't swallow nothing but the juice, though. I'm gonna go have a look-see.
feel all right?
Real good, Joe. You got him booked. Josie, I want to thank you.
For what?
Saved my life.
Forget about it.
Know something, Josie? I ain't scared no more.
Working our way through now, boy. This rain's giving us the edge.
Up in a time of blood and dying, I never questioned the religion. He never turned his back on his folks or his kind. I rode with him, and I got no complaints. Bluebellies will give you a better burial than I can.
Howdy.
Name's Josie Wales.
I've heard of that name. Some said you'd be headed this way. And they said a man could get rich on reward money if he could kill you.
Seems like you was looking to gain some money here.
Actually, I was looking to gain an edge. I thought you might be someone who would sneak up behind me with a gun.
Where'd you ever get an idea like that? Besides, it ain't supposed to be easy to sneak up behind an Indian.
I'm an Indian, all right. But here in the nation, they call us the civilized tribe. They call us civilized because we're easy to sneak up on. White man have been sneaking up on us for years.
Cherokee, huh?
Yeah. They sneaked up on us and they told us we wouldn't be happy here. They said we would be happier in the nations. So they took away our land and sent us here. I have a fine woman and two sons, but they all died on the Trail of Tears. And now the white man is sneaking up on me. Again.
Seems like we can't trust the white man.
You bet we can't. Who wore this frock coat in Washington before the war? We wore them because we belonged to the five civilized tribes. We dressed ourselves up like Abraham Lincoln. You know, we got to see the Secretary of the Interior. And he said, "Boy, you boys sure look civilized." He congratulated us, and he gave us medals for looking so civilized. We told him about how our land had been stolen, and our people were dying. When we finished, he shook our hands and said, "Endeavor to persevere." They stood us in a line. John Jumper, Chili McIntosh, Buffalo Hump, and Jim Puckmark, and me. I'm Lone Waddy. They took our pictures, and the newspaper said, "Indians vow to endeavor to persevere." We thought about it for a long time, endeavor to persevere. And when we had thought about it long enough, we declared war on the Union.
Sergeant said this kid tried to ride you to camp.
We got him.
They did do that.
They've been on guard here night and day. No way Wells could have gotten through to the Nations. Where the hell are you going, Fletcher?
I'm heading into the Indian Nations. Why don't you stay here, Red Legs? Wells may be back in a year or two.
When we get to the Nations, I want you men to pan out. $5,000 to the one who gets you.
Children can tell you which way to go. I used to know these things when I was young. But when I got civilized, I forgot all these things. I didn't know which way to go. The horned toad says we should go to Mexico.
Lone Waddy.
You can take your horn toad down Mexico way. I've got some unfinished business in Missouri.
I heard General Joe Shelby and some men refused to surrender. They're going down to Mexico. I think I'll join them.
Shelby, huh? I didn't know there were others that hadn't surrendered.
I didn't surrender neither. But they took my horse and made him surrender. They have him pulling a wagon up in Kansas, I'll bet.
If you haven't got a horse, what do you plan on doing, walking down to Mexico?
No, there's a trading post right near the Creek Nation. They got horses to trade.
You have any food here?
All I have is a piece of hard rock candy. But it's not for eating. It's just for looking through.
Get you a horse.
what the hell you got there?
Muskrat.
Muskrat? What the hell's that? Muskrat. No, no, sir. You better come up with something more.
Beaver?
Beaver ain't no good no more. Give me 10 muskrat and 30 beaver pelts. I'll give you Red Claw. Now, that's a very good bargain for you. Yeah. You go have a drink and think about it. Spilling. Go! You bring some drink inside, you hear?
I tell you, there's jerky. Put it on our bill.
What about these cougar pelts? Gonna put them on our bill, too? This is what you give those Indians. Where's the real stuff? Who do you take for the squaw?
She ain't for sale. Well, I mean, she ain't mine. She works here.
See that nose scar? Huh?
You know what that means to Cheyenne? One too many bucks.
Little squaw likes the bucks, huh? Tell you, Zuka, you put her on the bill, too.
These gentlemen, more than likely, that is, I'm sure they'd sell you one. Got some beer, some good brewed chalk. It's on a horse.
Suppose these gentlemen will be available to discuss business before long.
Now give me a bucket of that chalk. I got him. I got me Josie Wales.
Yook. 5,000 gold simoleons walked right in. Right to us.
Wait a minute. He's in my place. I recognized him, too. And I'm doing even split.
Mr. Chain Blue Lightning himself. Well, the one that everyone's so scared of, Al. Yeah. Well, Mr. Lightning, move a muscle. Twitch your finger. And I'll splatter your guts all over the wall.
Mr. Lightning, when I say move, you move real slow. Like lasses in wintertime. Or I drop that hammer. Now, just ease your hands down. Take them guns out, butt first, so you get hold of them. Do you understand? Now, damn you! Now, Ease them pistols out.
Those horses belong to them, they're pilgrims, huh?
Better sneaking up on you like this. Only an Indian can do something like this.
That's what I figured.
You figured?
Only an Indian could do something like that.
Is that right, this damn woman doing something like this to me? I used to have power. Now old age is creeping up on me.
I think it's more like old habits than old age.
Who the hell is this woman?
She was back at the trading post, got in some kind of trouble.
She's not going to Mexico with us.
With us? Now, wait a minute. I got you a horse. You're on your own now.
I've seen a lot today. I've seen patrols of soldiers all day. Everybody's looking for you. She's not going with us.
Did it, Aiden Menschle? Hans is a girl. Nasana sitting does del do the sinez in a cocoa. She said does del or not Annie. Nasana not Annie. Connessa 2 days good.
She says she's Navajo. But she was captured by the Cheyenne. She was violated by one of the Bucks of the Arapahoes. Their sign is the Dirty Nose sign. Cheyenne chief, Black Cattle, he figures that she did not resist enough.
Can't you get her to shut up?
Right, Chris, that's nature, you mean. Anyway, she says, when she come to that trading post, she didn't know this man, Zuki Limmer, was selling liquor. She also wants you to know that although he beat her a lot, nothing happened between them. And she says you are a great warrior and that she sort of belongs to you for what you've done for her.
Look, you tell her I don't want nobody belonging to me.
That meal was damn good. I'm going to take up teepee living if it's like this. You know, she thinks I'm some kind of a Cherokee chief.
I wonder where she ever got that idea. Chief? Chief? Chief, I was just wondering. I suppose that mangy red-bone hound got no place else to go either. Well, he You might as well ride along with us. Hell, everybody else is.
Some Indian scouts?
Fella, you born in a barn?
Hold it. Real still.
The wheat is from Kansas, and the molasses comes from Missouri.
Well, sir, we'll do without molasses. Anything from Missouri has a taint about it.
Now, Grandma, you've got to tread lightly. Now we're here in Texas. Lots of nice elements from Missouri coming west.
Never heard of nice things from Missouri coming west. And treading lightly is not my way. We're from Kansas, Jayhawkers, and I'm proud of it.
I know how you feel. I'm a Hoosier myself.
Personally, I don't think much of Hoosiers neither.
Yes, friend, yes. This is a positive remedy for weariness, turgidity of the bowels, and you're an Indian, aren't you? You speak any English?
Well, sir, this is the very best thing for those who can't handle their liquor.
What's in it?
I don't know. Various things. I'm only the salesman.
You drink it.
What's that?
You drink it.
Well, what can you expect from a non-believer?
That old lady don't know what kind of trouble she can get into talking like that.
Too many folks around here with thin skin.
Lots of Southern boys been getting into trouble here in Texas. Cullen Baker, for one, and Captain Bob Lee been fighting over in Fannin County. Bill Longleaf, Cleet Taylor, and all them other Taylors down in Gonzales.
Killed Simp Dixon over in Cotton Gin. Weighted him down with lead.
I got a picture postcard of it. Here, have a look.
Josie Wales. Josie Wales. They say he's coming into Texas.
Won't come through here, though.
Killed 50, 60 men. Regulators are all over the place looking for him.
How much for all this stuff?
$3.
Yeah, I'm sure those regulators would pay plenty for the man who could identify Josie Wales.
I think so.
And how about you, sir?
Just a few bottles left. You won't regret it. Oh, my God. It's Josie Wales.
Those pistols or whistle Dixie?
Welcome to Texas, Mr. Lone Waddy.
I guess we ain't going to see that little Navajo girl again.
I guess not. I kind of liked her. But then it's always like that.
Like what?
Whenever I get to liking someone, they ain't around long.
I notice when you get to disliking someone, they ain't around for long either. How did you know which one was going to shoot first?
Well, that one in the center, he had a flap holster and he was in no itching hurry. And the one second from the left, he had scared eyes. He wasn't going to do nothing. But that one on the far left, he had crazy eyes. Figured him to make the first move.
How about the one on the right?
Never paid him no mind. You were there.
I could have missed.
Yes, sir, it was Josie Wales, all right. Saw him head north out of town with a renegade engine. I can identify him, and I'd certainly be glad to share in any reward. Knew him quite well, actually.
Well, not a hard man to track. Leaves dead men wherever he goes. He's heading north now. Hiding with a renegade Indian.
He's heading north now, but he'll turn southwest. Head for Mexico.
Then we'll turn southwest and head for Mexico.
Tell him to head north.
What are you talking about?
Look at those boys over there. Tied down guns. Bounty hunters. Come out of a war. Got no other way to make a living. Every last mother son of them wants that money you got on Whale's head. Now, you and me didn't ride all that way for that, eh? I don't want to hear Whale's dead. I want to see Whale's dead.
We're heading north, Ben. That's right.
couple of horses. Far off.
Moving fast.
I don't hear nothing.
Gotta be an Indian to know those things.
Yeah. All right, let's take them out in the sand.
You stopped me when you did. I might have killed her.
Oh, I noticed that.
She got some supplies
and our horses
and followed us around. She said she was the only king she had.
Yeah, I'll bet we aren't that.
You know, every man that I ever knew who was good with a gun and lived always had an edge. Some of them would like to have the sun behind their back.
That's always a good idea.
Yeah.
Sure pays to have an edge.
Yeah. All kind of edges.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Is there something wrong?
Nope.
I guess you were right. I ain't that old after all. Not many men west of here were getting into Comanche country. Wagon tracks. But I never seen tracks like these. Never heard of Comanches traveling in two-wheel carts.
Comancheros. Do this get done late, sunny, do. A leban, esrada, y nese, do, tzida, tzeda. Sunny, do.
Comancheros. Trade liquor and gun to Comanche for horses. Trade women, too.
How many of them?
Eight. Maybe nine horses and a couple of carts.
Later, said.
Oh!
Pilgrims from Kansas. They don't look too proud now, do they?
Of a fresh woman. Fresh, that little gal gonna bring maybe 20 horses. Now, one of you has to. Take that old woman over there. She might be worth maybe one donkey.
Thank you.
If you fall, they'll let you die. Keep walking.
Come around here, bitch. Come around here. Come in here. Now, you listen to me. I want you looking real good when we get to Ten Bears. You understand?
So the first chance you get, I want you to jump up in that wagon there and put on one of your best little dresses. Might boost your price. You know, if you look good enough, I just might outbid old Ten Bears and take you myself.
Figure this right. We're facing the sun. This ought to give him an edge.
Oh, who are you talking about?
What the hell does he want?
It looks like a parlay.
Well, you just gonna sit there all day? You're gonna run out and see what he wants.
Get ready, little lady. Al is coming to breakfast.
That's a mighty nice horse you got there, mister. Would you sell him?
We will give you a good price.
Just get off the horse.
Get out of my way!
Mexico by now, except for that crazy squaw. I can't understand a word she said.
I knew that would bring you.
Like us killing these friends of theirs. We better get moving.
A hog's just moved out of the seat of these britches. Oh, I had such beautiful clothes. I was taken to our ranch.
Whereabouts is this ranch?
My son's ranch, found before the war near a town called Santa Rio. Creek with good water, trees, cattle, black-tailed deer. It's a regular paradise we're headed to.
Out there? Your son told you this was out there?
He told me that, near a place called Blood Butte. My son was true blue, Mr. Wales. Never lied. It'll be there all right.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sure it will be.
Cottonwoods, live oaks, wild horses, antelope, lots of quail. He even told me about an old black bear named after a big spender.
You see him?
What?
Clouds over there. Clouds are like dreams floating across the sky blue mind.
Honey, I never thought of them that way.
Indians, this Mr. Wales is a cold-blooded killer. He's from Missouri, where they're all known to be killers of innocent men, women, and children.
Would you rather be riding with Comanchero's granny?
No, I wouldn't.
Whiskey, he says.
How about something else?
Well, beer then. And you can get those gents whatever they're drinking. You too, ma'am.
That's mighty decent of you, mister. Been a long time since anybody bought a drink around here.
About a long time since we had anything to drink around here.
Or anything else.
Yeah, first the silver run out of the Santa Rio, then the people run out, then the whiskey, then the beer run out. Well, no matter. It's good to see a high roller wander through.
To be called high rollers. You know, I knowed a fellow once. He didn't like to be called high-handed.
We'll have whiskey all around. Come and share it with you.
Santa Rio? Wasn't Tom Turner said it was a thriving place?
It was. When the silver run out, the thriving run out.
That's right.
Do declare. Might you be the mother of Tom Turner, whose Crooked River Ranch is over by Blood Butte?
That I might, miss.
Well, was in Santa Rio. I reckon he wrote you all about me.
I don't recollect that. After his Lucy passed on, he didn't show much interest in women. My sonny boy kept his nose to the grindstone, providing a future for me and his daughter there.
I do seem to recall him telling me something about a daughter who was a little odd.
He was killed in the border war by Missouri ruffians. He died a proud member of Senator Jim Lane's Red Legs, fighting for a just cause.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that. I mean, he was of the finest sort.
Senora, please sit down. You must be very, very tired. I am deeply sorrowed to hear this. In past years, my friend and I were of service to your Tom Turner. And now, we are at your service.
Why, I appreciate your concern. I am glad to find manners at last here in the wilderness. We have endured hardship of the worst sort on the way out here. Grandpa Samuel and Uncle Enoch fell prey to Comancheros.
Let's have a drink to the damn silver running out. Give us some peace and quiet around here.
Well, that's bad luck, the silver running out.
I wouldn't have any other kind. What do you have?
I'm looking for Josie Wales.
Be me.
You're wanted, Wales.
I reckon I'm right popular. You a bounty hunter?
Yeah, he's got to do something for a living these days.
Dying ain't much of a living, boy. You know, this isn't necessary. You can just ride on.
Comanches, all right.
Any more of them, you think?
I think that's all there is, but they have horses packing antelope, so I figure they're not a raiding party. But you never can tell these Comanches.
You stay with the cart.
They're packing heavy. They may return.
All right, let's move out.
Come on.
If they ride with 10 bears, they will come back. 10 bears, the greatest Comanche war chief. But he's angry. Each year he has met with one of your Barucco generals.
Ain't one of my generals.
And each year, he is pushed further across the plain.
General Sherman has come with more promises. But 10 bears will move no more.
Beautiful. All right, we can get to work. Dust first. Got a nice Dutch oven in the fireplace here. Mr. Wales, you men chop some wood. Now, got everything done. Mr. Wales! Did you come all this way to Gawk? You don't work, you don't eat around here. Didn't figure you for a loafer.
First time she ever had a place of her own. Grandma says it's our home. It is all of ours.
I'm glad there's going to be a man around to take care of things. Oh, I'll be dropping back from time to time. Probably just to hold up.
Why don't you stay with us? Be our partner. They won't miss you.
Maybe they'll forget you.
You know, there ain't no forgetting.
That beautiful
Lord. Thanks a lot for bringing us to this place. Pa and Daniel died at the hands of that low-down murdering trash out of hell that done them in. But they put up a good fight and died the best they could. And thanks a lot for Josie Wales, who you changed from a murdering bushwhacker on the side of Satan to a better man, time to deliver us from the Philistines. And thank you, Lord, for getting us together in Texas.
Hey, you all right?
Ken Bears. He got Travis and Cattle. He'll be riding here in the morning.
Later, Gagitana.
I was looking for a place to hold up. I picked this one. Walls, ceiling 2 feet thick. All made out of mud, nothing to burn. Two doors, front and back, right inside of one another. Ah, these here crosses are to fire rifles through. Up and down, side to side. Yeah, this Tom Turner really knew what he was doing.
You bet he did. I'll be shooting out of that door.
Granny, I'd rather have you sit right there with a bucket of powder, ball and cap, and do the loading. Can you do that?
I can.
Moonlight. Go right over here at this door. You fire through here, right? Laura Lee, right through this window. Can you shoot a rifle?
I'll try.
Lone, you take this window right over here. And the door, wherever the most fire is coming from. Now, you're going to have to keep an eye on that hallway there. Because the only blind spot is the ceiling. They're going to get around to it eventually. Now, they can't shoot through it, but they might be able to dig a hole in it and drop down, maybe in the back bedroom. Now, remember, when things look bad, and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. That's just the way it is. Use pistols at short range. More firepower and less reloading. Keep this fire going. Keep an iron on it, red hot. Anybody gets hit, sing out. Slap iron to it. That's the fastest way to stop the blood.
What's all that paint about?
It's my death face.
No, we're sure going to show them Redskins something tomorrow. No offense meant.
None taken.
How's it going?
He knows he can do the best for us on the back of a horse. He's a guerrilla fighter. He figures he can carry the fight to the enemy. He's going down into the valley to kill 10 bears. And as many of the men as he can.
How's he going to do that and come back here?
He won't come back.
Josie!
Thank you.
be Ten Bears?
I am Ten Bears.
I'm Josie Wales.
I have heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not.
Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you. I'll live with you. Dying ain't so hard for men like you and me. It's living, it's hard. When all you've ever cared about has been butchered or raped. Governments don't live together. People live together. In governments, you don't always get a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one or get either one from you. I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true. And that my word of life is then true. The bear lives here, the wolf, the antelope, the Comanche, and so will we. And we'll only hunt what we need to live on, same as the Comanche does. And every spring, when the grass turns green and the Comanche moves north, he can rest here in peace, butcher some of our cattle, and jerk beef for the journey. The sign of the Comanche, that will be on our lodge. That's my word of life.
And your word of death?
It's here in my pistols, and there in your rifles. I'm here for either one.
These things you say we will have, we already have.
That's true. I ain't promising you nothing extra. I'm just giving you life, and you're giving me life. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's said that governments are chafed by the double tongues. And there is iron in your words of death for all Comanche to see. And so there is iron in your words of life. No signed paper can hold the iron. It must come from men. The words of Ten Bears carry the same iron of life and death. It is good that warriors such as we meet in the struggle of life or death. It shall be life.
This chain for you. I braided it from my hair.
That's real nice. It really is.
It's a watch chain.
Yeah, well, it's a nice one. It'll come in handy. I thank you for it.
You do have a watch, don't you?
Well, I've been meaning to get one, yeah.
Could we, play a song for you?
I'm afraid I don't really know too many songs.
Do we play something you like? Come on.
Only song I can think of is Rose of Alabama.
Hey, we remember that old piece. Rosie, come here.
Hey, Rosie.
Away from Mississippi's veil, with my old hat there for a sail, I crossed upon a cotton bale to the Rose of Alabama.
Oh,
do you dance?
Right through this window when he shot my partner.
He was traveling with an old engine and a squaw. Some old lady and a scrawny girl. Had to be him. He had this scar right on his face right here. I wasn't about to face him down alone.
Mm-hmm. You men get them horses out of sight. If Josie Wells comes back here, we'll buy him a drink.
Three kinds of suns in Kansas. Sunshine, sunflowers, and sons of bitches.
Well, at least we're known for something. I heard a joke about Missouri once. Something about how people from Missouri are always saying, "Show me." You know?
No.
I think it was, if what does a man from Missouri say if someone asks him to see a Missouri mule?
And?
He says, "Show me." Get it?
The kind of dumb jokes they teach pretty girls in Kansas.
They teach other things.
Show me.
You're up kind of early, aren't you?
It's been nice riding with you, Chief.
Same here.
When you get to town, you get some nice dresses for the ladies here.
I will.
Get something especially nice for Laura Lee to wear when I come back in spring.
Yeah.
Or the following spring.
Yeah.
Sometimes trouble just follows a man. Hell, Lone, I've been here way too long, is it? And so.
Alone now, Wales.
Not quite alone. Going to show these pale faces something. No offense.
None taken. These bullets are a slander to Kansas. Attacking innocent women like this.
Thank you. People running every which way. The church bells were ringing. Me and Miss Rose were ducking for cover because one didn't know where the shots were coming.
Mr. Wilson.
Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. We were just telling these fellows a little story about an outlaw passed through this way a while back. I don't suppose you'd know anything about him, but...
Yeah, these two fellas down here is Texas Rangers. Been on his trail. Along with this other fellow over here. What did you say your name was, friend?
My name's Fletcher.
Fletcher. That's right, Mr. Fletcher. Anyway, the three of them been chasing this outlaw, and just so happens... Old Ten Spot here, when you know, he knows all about it.
Yes, sir. It was down in Monterey, Mexico, a little while back. Anyway, this outlaw fella, he went up against five pistoleros. He got three of them before they cut him down. Is that right, Miss Rose?
That's right. His name was, Josie Wales.
Yeah, that's it. Josie Wales.
Well, if that's what happened, then Josie Wales must be dead.
Oh, he is dead. He sure is dead. Dead, all right.
Will you sign this affidavit?
Sign? Well, I sure will.
Nice seeing you, Mr. Wilson.
Must be 5,000 wanted men in Texas right now. Can't get them all.
Yeah, I guess that's the truth. Well, you fellas get back up this way and stop in.
I reckon we won't be coming back this way.
I don't believe that story about Josie Wales.
You don't?
No, sir, I don't. I don't believe no five pistoleros could do in Josie Wales.
Maybe it was six. Could have even been ten.
I think he's still alive.
Alive? No, sir.
I think I'll go down to Mexico to try to find him. Tell him the war is over.
What do you say, Mr. Wilson?
I reckon so. I guess we all died a little in that damn war.